Hi everyone, my name is Andrei Borodin and I will be presenting with my colleague Evgeny Dyukov. We are from Yandex Cloud and today we are going to talk about caveats of replication in highly available clusters and change data capture systems, analytical systems which capture changes from those high available clusters. Well, we work for internet company Yandex, which has a Yandex Mail, Yandex Taxi, Yandex Maps, and many other services that write data into Postgres databases. And currently at Yandex Cloud we have like 2 or maybe a little more petabytes of Postgres, which works with 3 million requests per second. And what do we want from our databases? Essentially, we want it to be available, ready to service our clients. Most of the time available. And we really want it at least be available for reading. So in case we are not able to write in the database, we want to be able to read something from there. For example, if you can't send mail right now, it's okay, but if you can't access your mail, this is a disaster. We have many data centers and we want our database to be deployed across multiple data centers. And we want to send data to analytical systems and use change data capture for this. What possibly could go wrong with a database? The easiest example is hardware can fail. Disks can fail. You see that the disk hatch is open already on this picture. But the CPUs can be broken and memory can go wrong. And many other problems that hardware can experience. Moreover, whole data center can go down. For example, if there is something wrong with power or something wrong with a network of a data center, things can happen that you're unable to access your database because it's in data center which you can't connect to. And recently, new type of problem emerged. Virtualization is a technology that allows us to mix many kinds of workload on a single server to utilize its resources better. For example, if something utilizes CPU, but database utilizes disk throughput, and something else utilizes network I/O, they can all live on the same server, as if they are living on a separate server. But if you want some elasticity for your applications, some